USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, "Can you imagine that? What should be the biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention." Crews are searching the ocean off the North Carolina coast after finding a debris field where a small plane carrying 8 people went down, according to the Coast Guard. Watchstanders at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point received a report of a downed aircraft about 4 miles east of Drum Inlet. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip. And I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I want people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The Ford Motor Company said it will continue closing some of its assembly plants during the next few weeks due to the global semiconductor shortage. U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant as well as the production line for the Transit van at its Kansas City plant, according to spokeswoman Kelly Felker in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has decided to invoke emergency powers across all of Canada to stop the protests by demonstrators who continue to paralyze Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's COVID-19 restriction. The Prime Minister met virtually with all the leaders of Canada's provinces and plans to address the nation later tonight. In recent days, Trudeau rejected calls to use the military, but said all other options are on the table to end the protests. Remember, you can stay informed 24/7 at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A New York City federal judge says he will dismiss Sarah Palin's claim that she was defamed by the New York Times when it incorrectly linked her to a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that nearly killed former Representative Gabby Giffords. Palin, who was governor of Alaska when she rocketed to fame in 2008 after Senator John McCain of Arizona, the GOP presidential nominee, picked her as his running mate, claimed her reputation had been damaged by the Times editorial. Palin sued the Times after it published an editorial in 2017 about a shooting at a congressional baseball team practice in Virginia that wounded Representative Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, and several staffers and lobbyists. Germany is looking to help with the crisis at the Ukrainian border. And with that story, here's USA News' Lance Pry.
Germany is doing more to avert conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Kyiv on Monday to talk with Ukrainian leaders regarding Russia's posturing on their border. Also, Ukraine's foreign minister requested a meeting with Kremlin officials within the next 48 hours. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Free agent NFL running back Adrian Peterson was arrested after the Super Bowl following an apparent domestic violence incident with his wife, Ashley. The Los Angeles Airport Police Department said the incident happened on a flight that was leaving LAX for Houston. The plane had left the gate but was forced to return due to the verbal and physical altercation. Following an investigation, Peterson was taken into custody. This is USA Radio News.